Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 247. PSN is back. This is the show recorded on the 17th of May 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
Hello indeed.
Apologies for not being on time. My fault.
Now for the news.
Right, first thing. Hitman, Sonic Forever.
Absolution.
Dream is a reality. Blah, 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 there's a snake.
So they've officially announced the new Hitman game, which is Hitman 5. And it's called Hitman Absolution. It's coming out for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC in 2012.
Okay, that's cool.
They're showing it at E3. There's a teaser been announced, and it shows absolutely nothing. There's a snake, there's guns, there's barcode, there's a suit. It's like, oh, show us more. So we're hoping we can check it out at E3.
Yep, we look forward to Hitman Sonic Forever. Gears of War 3 Epic Edition details have also been announced. And there's images of the statue of, what's-his-face, Marcus Fenix. From Gears of War.
So you get a figure of him made of
looking
PVC.
Rather
solemn.
Bored, to be honest.
He's kind of kneeling and got his hands rested on his lancer. And what's him?
Oh no, the chainsaw just cut my hands off.
You get the art and design of Gears of War, which is a little book. You get a weapon pack, which has 5 multiplayer weapons in it.
Fun.
A Octus Service Medal, which comes in an award box, which is apparently proper scale, and engraved on it is a Adam Phoenix multiplayer character code. So each one's engraved. And as well as that, you get a big cog flag, which is blue. And then also the box that the game comes in is made to look like a hard drive, which I think looks quite nice. Oh, and you get all this... I was going to say all this junk. I wouldn't say that. You get personal things of Adam Phoenix. So the Last Will and Testament, family mementos, so like little newspaper clipping and photos and stuff like that. So kind of like how they did the photo with Dom and his girlfriend in Gears of War 2 in the collector's edition.
Dominic, so not the woman.
They've added similar kind of little pieces of paper.
More importantly... Actually, less importantly, but all the nabs will think it's more important. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 has been announced. Whoop-dee-doo-dah. Yeah, this is coming out in November on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and also Windows. It's a game with guns and shooter. And, yeah.
Is that all you want to say about it?
Infinity Ward are handling the single-player campaign and Raven are doing the multiplayer.
Raven, huh?
Yes. Hmm. Nice to see they've got some work.
Yeah, at least Raven haven't just disappeared.
Nice to see Infinity Ward are back after their squabble.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd like to know the terms of that agreement. So yeah, that will be entertaining this year. Great.
They've also got, was it Sledgehammer working with them as well? Yeah. Apparently they're responsible for the artwork. I don't know if that means... I'm guessing that means the 3D assets.
Yeah, so obviously Infinity Ward don't have time to do that stuff.
No.
PlayStation Network is back up for now. Harvest Moon Grand...
Do we want to mention... I'm just going to mention, of course, as an apology, Sony had given people free games. You had to pick 2 games from a choice of...
4 or 5.
Is LBP one of them?
Killzone is.
Is it?
It was in some countries...
So the Killzone PSP game Infamous. Is, if you're a PSP user, you can get Infamous, Dead Nation, Wipeout HD Fury,
bunch of, it's on their, it's them? On their website, have a look at their website.
Yeah, I think Charles done a post about it now.
Have a look on our website, even better. Gamercast.net, the one-stop shop for last week's news.
Oi, of course it means you have to download them. Yeah, they some are, of them might be hefty.
They are download. Yeah, but they won't be that hefty. Most PlayStation games aren't that considerably bigger than DVD.
True, but some people may not have, you know, unlimited broadband connections.
Ha ha.
Don't laugh at people.
Hey, we don't have unlimited.
I know.
We have a... Let's actually find out how much jib-jab we have this month. Why don't you talk about Harvest Moon, eh?
Because
we seem to have Harvest Moon on every other show. What's the dealio, man?
So Rising Star are releasing another Harvest Moon. Called on the DS. Called Grand Bazaar. This came out back in America in August last year. And, you know, we're finally getting over here. It's called Grand Bazaar because it's got a new.
We only have 20 of the gigabytes remaining.
Oh, really?
We only have 20 GBs.
It's got a bazaar system where you can sell and purchase stuff from distances. Well, greater distances, really. As well as setting up your own kind of bazaar thing. So it means then your friends can shop at your bazaar via Wi-Fi-ness.
Oh, fun.
So they've added some kind of cooperative Wi-Fi stuff in there. As well as that, they've improved apparently the farming and the relationship mechanics, which is quite nice. I'd like to see what they've done to the relationships. And, of course, you know, it's got everything else that Harvest Moon usually has, so fishing. And,
Fishman.
It's got apparently 10 new characters to the story, new crops, pets, and apparently you can jump in it now, which is pretty good. Because you haven't been able to jump in that. Okay. You haven't been able to jump in it for a while. Ever.
You can jump in it? What, man?
Yeah,
it's like the thing that Fable doesn't let you do.
The thing that Zelda doesn't let you do.
No one cares about Zelda.
I care about Zelda. Anyway, so it's coming out this year.
Whose title is that?
They haven't... Charlotte? They haven't announced an official date for it yet, but it is coming out this year for the Nintendo DS. And I can't wait to know when... the 3DS Harvest Moon will be coming out of here.
Oh yeah, the Harvest Moon in the 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Chrono Trigger, which is of course the well-known SNES game.
Yes.
Which has had a really limited release over here. So hard to find.
Oh really? We had one the other day.
On the SNES.
Oh yeah, obviously on the SNES.
I wouldn't mind to get it on the DS though. I don't have it on the DS.
Yes, some guy came in. I spent this as a long shot, but do you have Chrono Trigger? And I'm like, you know what? We do. Do you want it? He's like, really?
Was
and
it
I'm
expensive?
Like, I don't know, like 13 quid.
Aw, I would have bought that.
Too slow.
So yeah, Chrono Trigger is now coming out.
Give me a
to
five.
The
on the side, up above, down
Chrono
below.
Chrono Trigger
too slow.
Should now be out on the Virtual Console for the Wii.
Great.
Yes.
Starhawk.
Is
a game. It's set in London. You play a Sony Computer Entertainment and you're battling the hackers.
Not really.
Oh. I don't get it then.
Starhawk's been being made by Lightbox Interactive and they're working with Sony, so this will be a first party title. And it's a third person shooter.
Hey man, it's a rip-off
set
of a companion
in space.
Okay, cool.
Sounds kind of cool because.
When?
This
year, next year?
It's going to be coming out in 2012.
There's a lot of
and
next year stuff.
It's having single player as well as multiplayer as well. Like most games do have multiplayer, but they've kind of made sure people know there's going to be a multiplayer. But it's not just multiplayer, which is good. Because, you know, stuff in space is always pretty cool. So
yes,
it'll
but
be
stuff in space is often done totally wrong.
I know, Paul. As you always say. You're nice and scientific.
Okay, let's talk about weapons today. For example, in many films and games, you have these laser weapons, yeah?
Uh-huh.
But you can see these lasers, when in reality, you would not be able to see them unless you were being hit by it in the eye. Otherwise, the laser would be invisible because no photons would be leaking off.
True, but without being able to see the laser in a video game, that then defeats the point of it because then you won't know where you're hitting.
That's why you have an onboard computer to show you on your HUD where your trajectory of your weapons is. And don't get me started about the actual spacecraft physics in there. Like, oh look, it's got a giant engine on the back, which is good, but for some reason this engine is always burning, and if you turn the engine off, you stop. What? Come on, people, you should keep going forever until you smack into something else or turn your spacecraft around and burn your engine for an equal amount of time and an equal amount of thrust. Come on, people. Come on, American McGee. Sort it out.
American McGee.
This is where you're supposed to jump in.
Okay. And talking of American McGee, Alice Madness Returns has had a pre-order pre-order incentive announced. Whereas if you buy it, pre-order it from GameStop, Amazon.com, or the EA store.
You get a free John Carmack.
You get a digital download of the soundtrack.
Oh.
Sorry. You get 9 of the songs, which is by Chris Renner. A.K.A. Tweaker. A.K.A. Doom 3.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
I like the main theme for Doom.
I didn't.
Didn't you? Nah. I absolutely love that song.
No, well, you know what my thoughts about the Doom 3 audio situation is.
I know, when they got
with
Trent.
Yes, when Trent had his hissy fit.
I still like the theme, though.
Yeah, but the theme is irrelevant. It's obviously the important thing is how the game sounds.
I know.
And let's be honest, the stuff that Trent Reznor did was far superior to what they ended up having. Yeah.
Because Paul was a fan, of course, of all the ones prior to it, which had Trent's help. Right?
Wrong.
Was it Quake?
Quake 1.
Just Quake 1.
Quake 1. Quake 2, no.
Oh,
Quake 3, no. So
I thought Quake 1 and 2 had him.
Nah. I mean, Quake 2 might have used some of the sounds from Quake 1.
No.
But no. Quake 2 was... The soundtrack was done by, Sonic Mayhem. And I don't know who did the weapon sounds, but, nothing amazing. Okay. Quake 3, the soundtrack was mostly done by Frontline Assembly, I do believe.
Okay.
Let's talk about Shadows of the Damned. Because this is another fun game.
Hopefully. Suda and Shinji Mikami. Hopefully, good games coming out of that.
Suckage.
So, similar to the Alice stuff, if you pre-order Shadows of the Damned from GameStop, Amazon, or EA, you can get a copy of the soundtrack as well.
EA Store.
Which has 12 tracks.
Somewhere.
Which is cool because, of course, Suda is well into punk, so I imagine it'll be a good soundtrack. I don't know. Who knows? I'm looking forward to this game. Of course, the game's coming out actually around the same time as Alice. So if you wanted to get those soundtracks, I'd recommend pre-ordering them. And when's Alice come out? When does that say? Have I got a date?
When it's ready.
It just says UK. It doesn't have a date. So Shadows of the Damned should be coming out 24th of June, though.
Okay, Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection is coming out. Collection spelled with a K, of course.
Of course.
This is basically Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, all brought together into a single Xbox Live, PSN, and Windows
jobby
little game. This is going to be 800 Microsoft points, so about 10 squid on...
For all three.
On PlayStation Network monies, which aren't real monies, of course. No. Microsoft points are real money. You use them in many shops.
Yeah, of course.
What? What are you pointing at my screen for?
I was pointing so you can say what's coming out.
This is really good value, in my opinion, having all three of them. Because the thing is, you'd often quite think, oh, these people are going to be greedy. They're going to try and charge 800 points or 1,200 points for like one game. But 800 points for three games ain't too bad.
What is it, 1-3-3 each game?
I don't know. Do the math.
800 divided by 3.
20. 260.
Why did I come up with 1.3?
Because I only typed in 8. Oh. Or 80, whatever. So this is quite good value. This is out later in the summer.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
And it's quite good.
I think that's a good deal.
Yep. This might stop me from buying Mortal Kombat 9.
Actually, yeah, that's a lot cheaper than Mortal Kombat, isn't it?
True, but it's all the old ones I've already played. Speaking of fighting games, Tekken Blood, we don't need to talk about that.
So Namco recently had some kind of big press thing. They announced Tekken Blood Vengeance, which is a new CG film that they're doing.
Dear Namco,
which is
Bandai
coming out in the summer of this year.
My name is Daniel and George. Tales of the Abyss is also a Namco Bandai game.
Yes, so Tales of the Abyss is a game that actually came out on the PS2. I've got a copy of it now.
Is this?
Yeah, no. So it's Tales of Abyss and Tales of Grace F. That's how it's spelled.
Why it's just a random F?
I don't know. Ask them. Where is it? Tales of Grace F. That's what it's called.
Long them modify it.
No, that's what it's...
What the...
Add a WT to the start of that F. As I was saying, Tales of Abyss originally came out on the PS2. I've actually got a PS2 copy now. Not that it came out in the UK. None of this is official for UK news. But it's what UK releases, but it's all official American stuff. Tales of the Abyss is getting a 3DS version released. And that's pretty cool. Because the Tales of games are always pretty well-known. Well, pretty... I suppose kind of well-known. Not as well-known in the UK because not many of the Tales of games have been released over here.
Now, The Abyss just reminds me of that film where they, like, go in the big submersible drilling platform and then the aliens attack and a submarine crashes and they get the nukes and then the people fight and they're sort of... And then they send a little dude down there.
Yeah, so hopefully these will have UK releases because not enough games do, which are... Well, lots of games do, but there's a few things every now and again that kind of escape the UK radar and then never have a... No, stop it. Never have a... sorry.
What?
Never have a release. Tales of Graces F is also then the new Tales of game, which is coming out for the PlayStation 3. And is new game in the Tales of series. So that's pretty cool.
Let's talk about Soul. This is all Namco band.
Yeah, what's Namco had a thing.
A thing, did they?
Yeah.
I also
in
have
Dubai,
a thing.
I think it was.
It's called Leprosy, and you better be careful.
You don't have leprosy.
Yeah, but I might do.
You don't. Don't make people think you got leprosy.
Leprosy.
You don't have leprosy.
But I've been playing like Deadly Shadows. Maybe I now have leprosy.
What's that got to do with
anything? Well, I unleashed some sort of giant fish man and he, like, ran off.
Fish man?
Yeah, he was locked up. I unlocked the door and he ran away.
Okay.
And then the guard chased him, but didn't do a very good job. Because then the guard started attacking me. I was like, oh, cheers, mate.
So, new Soul Calibur game, coming out 2012. Lots of fighting game stuff, of course, because Namco owns Soul Calibur and Tekken. They're... Looking forward to making it. It's been set 17 years after Soul Calibur 4. I guess the different console versions will have different
stuff,
different fighters. This is of course coming out for Xbox 360 and PS3.
What about the Wii?
No.
Good. More Namco Bandai news.
Inversion. So I had a look on this game, like, briefly, and it got announced actually back in 2009, I think it was, or something like that. So it's been in development for a while, but they kind of just announced it again and announced that they're still in development by Saber. This is a Xbox 360 and PS3 title, which is a third-person co-op shooter, which is apparently all adrenaline-pumping-y.
Let's play Alien Swarm.
Alien Swarm.
Yeah. Do you not remember?
I know Alien Swarm.
Let's play it.
We're doing Gamercast.
Oh, stupid Gamercast.
When I read about the game, it sounds kind of like they want to do the kind of Bulletstorm making you, you know, hard hitting, but third person, that doesn't make any sense.
So, like Gears of War, but arcadey.
Yeah,
well, I do. More arcadey.
That's what it makes me sound like.
Okay, cool.
Sound like.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we could talk about it. That's coming out, what, 2012?
2012. This is Namco Bandai. They have no releases for this year.
Yeah, they do.
Name one.
That Tekken film.
Shh. Tekken film?
That was a Tekken film. I already said it was a CG film.
No, I wasn't paying attention.
You weren't paying attention.
Let's talk about this 3DS jib-jab. Because there will be an update on June 6th.
In America. They haven't announced when we're going to get it in the UK yet.
Which is going to add the Nintendo shop and web browser.
Which is awesome.
No date for Europe, though.
No.
If it is not soon.
I will be annoyed.
And I...
Because if I want to play my DSiWare titles, I have to take my flipping DSi around and not my 3DS.
Uh-huh.
Which is not fair.
But at least they're making progress.
Yeah. And I want to play... Link to what's the word? Link's Awakening on my 3DS. I want to play it.
Okay, you want to play it? Okay, I get the message.
I've already played it through on the Game Boy, but I'd love to play it through again.
The Game Boy.
It's one of my favorite Zeldas.
Let's play Quake 2. Okay, let's play Crush 3D.
So Crush, if anyone remembers, was a PSP title that came out.
No.
I'd PSP? Say quite close to the start of the release of the PSP. Or maybe a few years in. Actually, it might have been a few years in. And it was released by Sega, and they've now announced that they're doing a Crush 3D, which is a redesigned version of Crush, for the Nintendo 3DS. Crush was one of the good games on the PSP. Of course, there was a lot of junk on the PSP, but there was also some really nice little gems in there. And Crush was one of those because it was kind of a... It, it's kind of what people will now play it and say, oh, this is ripping off this and this, because it's a 3D, 2D platformer. So you go from 2D to 3D whenever you need to. So it helps you scale heights by turning it 2D and so on and so on and so on. It's a good little game. And if you didn't manage to pick it up for PSP, you'll be able to pick it up for Nintendo 3DS now. It's coming out September 6th in North America and September 9th in the UK and Europe and Australia and all those places.
Australia!
That's pretty cool.
Yes, pretty cool.
I'll probably pick that up, actually, because I quite liked it on PSP.
And that's it for the news.
That is it for the news.
For now.
For now's.
Now's because we're going to talk about more on Modern Warfare 3, because this is a game that everyone's looking forward to, and it's going to be fantastic. That's right, get ready for your midnight launches, get ready to put your deposits down, get ready for the monies. Oh, wait, does anyone care about Call of Duty?
You know, I think the release date was announced for that today, actually.
Yeah, later on.
I got an email from Game. Hey, Game. Would you like to pre-order Modern Warfare 3? And that's what it said. It was like, pre-order Modern Warfare 3.
I only played the second one for like a half hour.
Yeah.
I didn't get Black Ops because
I've got Black Ops now. I just haven't played it yet.
You've got Black Ops?
Yeah, I picked up a copy.
You bought that rubbish Black Ops game.
Bit annoyed because the disc was scratched.
Take it back.
I bought it off forums.
Off forums? Oh, there you go then.
I didn't pay much for it.
How much?
15 quid.
Good. Wait, that's too expensive. It only trades in for a tenner.
I got Marvel vs. Capcom 2 at the same time.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Last week, you would have heard this.
Back to, we can swap items down the tubes. Some people get a kick out of that kind of thing.
Swapping items down the tubes.
Zack tubes. You blah blah whatever he said.
What is it, like Fallout saying?
Nope. You said you didn't know.
Yep.
I also had no guesses as to what it was. Charlotte did not submit a guess. I'm not sure why she didn't.
She didn't listen to the show.
The answer was Martian Gothic, which was on your little pile of PS1 games.
Yeah, it was. I picked it up not last weekend, the weekend before. I haven't played it.
Fail.
I've never played it before.
Fail.
I'm going to play it.
Fail.
And why did you thought Charlotte would have known what it was?
Well, Charlotte's hardcore. So really she
hasn't played Martian Gothic.
Yeah, but she, you know, Vac Tube, you know. Maybe she just knows what that is.
Good going on coming up with one for it, though.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit unusual for me to have a random PlayStation 1 game.
Yeah. I'll have to give it a play and then hear the guy talk about the vac tubes.
Indeed. This week we've got Sonic a little bit easier. I thought I'd go easy on you guys, since last week was quite difficult.
Mm-hmm. Vac tubes.
What game's that from?
That bit near the end sounded familiar.
And you also get bonus points if you can name the band, which didn't.
So, any hints?
Hints, it is a band that's been around for years, meaning more than two, but not greater than 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hints for the game.
Games.
Not the band.
Game on one platform, fairly old. Can be found cheap.
One platform?
Yes, a single platform only.
Would that be PC?
No comment.
You're still able to buy it. Will it still run on computers then?
No comment.
Can you readily buy in a shop? Or would you have to hunt around for it?
You could find it second hand, probably. In some places.
Any other hints?
The big thing with it was something to do with motorbikes.
That's just throwing me totally off. Motorbikes?
Yeah, motorbikes was the big cool thing with this game. No idea?
Oh, that sounded really familiar.
Yeah, but that's not good enough, is it, Catherine Woolley? If there's your real name.
And then you said motorbikes, and now I'm thinking, what on earth is it? It came out for one. What have I played recently with motorbikes? Have I played this game recently?
Hmm.
Have I played this game?
Hmm.
Have you played this game?
I played the demo a fair bit.
You played the demo?
Oh, I was always too cheap to buy it.
Oh, it sounds well familiar.
Yep, but you don't know, do you?
Oh.
So we have to move along. If you think you know what it is, and I suspect several listeners will recognize it instantly for having the cool menu.
Cool menu?
Yeah, the menu was quite good. Well, I would say quite good. It was different than previous menus in the series. Oops, I just said it was a series. That's a clue you're not supposed to have. So yeah, if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net. If you were correct, you would get GZ on the show. You can also leave your feedback by visiting the website at www.gamercast.net and leaving a little comment on this week's episode.
Releases this week.
Alright, this week we have several new releases. The big one is, of course, Dead or Alive Dimensions.
Or, you know, Ellie Noir.
Ellie what? Never heard of it.
Or Lenore.
Lenore, isn't that Lenore. A fabric softener?
Can I double check on Amazon that that's coming out?
Dead or Alive Dimensions is coming out.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I did not just say that for no reason, yo. This is the biggest release.
Because I have to use Play now, because the websites I usually use aren't working well. So.
Well, I think it's this week anyway.
So, biggest release.
We had delays for it coming.
Ellie Noir!
Ellie Noir, this is a game developed by Team Bondi. This is also published by Rockstar.
Rockstar Games. Not developed by Rockstar Games, like everyone seems to think.
Is this the GTA?
So.
Eleanor, GTA, but old school.
Of course, set in 1940s LA, set in the noir kind of period. Although, if you were a film person, would actually call it neo noir. In a way, neo noir. I won't get into it. Not because of the setting, but because it wasn't actually created in the time period that noir was a thing.
I'm just providing the listeners something to listen to while you drone on about if it's neo-noir or if we have a massive philosophical debate over what it is.
It should be?
Who cares what it is?
Actually, I probably got that wrong by saying neo-noir. But it's just the fact that it wasn't made during the period in which noir films were being made. You can argue the fact that it's not noir.
Yeah, so the big thing with this game is the facial...
to jab.
Basically, the characters have no animation at all below their face, and they just sort of float around. And then they have this really detailed facial animation.
So it's got Aaron Stanton from Mad Men in there, which is pretty wicked.
Wicked cool, like.
Wicked cool, wicked sweet.
So yeah, basically what they've done is, because this game revolves heavily around...
performance, expressions.
Yeah, expressions and figuring out if people are lying or not. They basically used actors to do the facial animation. They had to capture that with different cameras to map it to the actual faces.
Yes.
And so on and so on and so on. So they're really realistic face stuff. But like I said, the rest of the body has no animation and they just float around like a broken
model.
Well,
it has animation. It just makes the head look a little superposed. Who knows though? When I play the game, it may be absolutely amazing. So
it's like in Fallout when one of the models breaks and it just starts going around.
So they've... Well, I'd say, looking at the first gameplay trailer they announced, I haven't watched any other since. It looks like a cross between Heavy Rain, Shenmue, and GTA.
But basically, it's like GTA, yeah? So you play as a bad person...
It's combat bits.
...who goes, ooh, 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 and then nicks a car.
But then there's also investigative? I don't know.
Investigations.
Investigation bits. Where you're looking at crime scenes and stuff
like that.
And you're
interrogating people.
It ooh, all ooh. Takes... So, like, the kind of mission select, ooh. I believe, is on desks. And you're looking at the... You can look at the cases on the desks and choose them from there. Apparently, there were a few extra cases that there were going to be in the game, but they had to cut them, so they may be available at DLC at a later date.
To make the
money. If you
pre-order
it from Game or Play, you can get a free DLC pack, which is the Naked City or... I can't think of what the Play one's called, because I pre-ordered it from Game. So you can get those, or you can pre-order it from other places if you want costumes, but to be fair, I'd rather have a new case for the game.
Indeed.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this game since they announced it back when it was only a PS3 game, and the trailer was grayscale, or the screenshots were grayscale, whatever. Hopefully it's good. I'm looking forward to it.
And it isn't GTA.
No, and it's not made by Rockstar.
Like everyone thinks.
Yeah, this is my weekend, this game.
Oh, great, thanks a lot.
You can watch.
I don't want to watch that jib-jab. I'd rather watch Splinter Cell Trilogy HD.
Yeah.
So if you want the old Splinter Cell games, congratulations. Or you can PS3. Have them now in HD.
This is, of course, Splinter Cell, Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, and Splinter Cell, is it Pandora?
Pandora's Box. Pandora Tomorrow, whatever
it's
it is.
Tomorrow, isn't it? Pandora Tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Professor Layton.
Pandora Box.
Oh, just imagine a Sam Fisher and Professor Layton. He's sneaking round the back, and then he stamps Professor Layton in his face.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of the Splinter Cell games, I recommend you check that out.
Yep, because obviously PS3 owners have not had a chance to play many of them on the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Fable 3 is also coming out. This is the awesome Fable 3 game, which is developed by Lionhead. It's coming out on PC now, about time. Thanks a lot, Peter Molyneux.
It's, of course, had some extra additions made. I'm sure some bugs have been fixed, so it would be less buggy, you'd hope.
And, of course, it is a Games Windows Live title, so say hello to 1000G.
Has it got the DLC on it, though?
I don't know.
If it does, then that'd be 1,250.
Dear Peter Molyneux, does this get? Let's phone him up and get him on the show.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter. Peter.
He's not picking up.
Peter. You suck, Peter Molyneux. Let's talk about Dead or Alive Dimensions. This is a Dead or Alive game on the Nintendo 3DS. Whoopie doodah.
Yep. It's another fighting game for the 3DS.
I'll let you talk about Dragon Quest because I have no idea about it.
Dragon Quest DS game, a new Dragon Quest.
Another, didn't they just release one?
Not that long ago, last year, I think it was, or the year before. Dragon Quest VI, Realms of Revere. This is sixth game in the series, of course.
Really? What gave that away?
Maybe the number 6 in Roman numerals. So it's not called V1.
It's Dragon Quest VI.
VI.
Do you have GTA IV? IV. What? Shut up, you stupid kid. Get out.
So, yeah, this is another game in the Dragon Quest series. Of course, you can choose your basic character stat, so you'd be a warrior, a martial artist, mage, priest, dancer, thief, merchant,
hunter,
etc, etc, etc.
Hunter?
No hunters.
What? How can you have a game without a hunter in it? What about Dinnendal? Why don't people think about Dinnendal's needs?
I don't know. So you don't recruit monsters in this one anymore, but you do meet other types of slime that you can then take into your party.
Great, slime.
Yeah, well, slime's a big thing in them. There's also like little mini games and stuff.
Okay, and no more Heroes game is coming out. This
for
is
the PS3
Heroes Paradise.
So this is the PS3 release of No More Heroes, which
it
is
has
randomly,
move support, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, has move support. It's Wha- randomly snuck up.
Whoosh.
No kind of marketing for it. It seems because I didn't even know it was coming out this week until I found out from someone at work. This is, of course, the first No More Heroes title, but apparently with extra bosses from the second game.
Yeah, but aren't the boss fights in this really annoying?
And yeah, right.
That's not what people
they've
said when
patterns.
They. Well, yeah, they're boring. It's like playing World of Warcraft, only it's not fun.
It's of course had fixes from the 360 release, and makes it work a little bit better. And of course, they've made it look better for the PS3 version.
Then what? The Wii version?
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like a Wii game?
Well, no, just like the 360 one doesn't look like a Wii game.
It doesn't? Well, what's the point?
Well, the 360
I want
one's
my
out over
Wii
here.
Graphics.
So this is the first HD release in the UK for No More Heroes.
Don't say HD, like the Wii's not HD. The Wii is super HD.
The
Wii
kind
is so far
HD.
Beyond HD, it's mm-hmm. so powerful no TV can support the HD. Hey, just imagine a No More Heroes game where instead of having the guy, Chuck Greno, what's his name?
Travis,
yeah.
Travis
instead of having Travis, it has a me in it.
A me? That'd be a bit weird.
So you got all this blood and gore and people being chopped in half, and you got this me looking happy in the middle of it all. Similar to my avatar in Halo. Oh. Lastly, Garbage Truck Simulator is coming out.
Yes, this is a Garbage Truck Simulation title. We'll have a review up on the web.
I'm not going to call it Garbage Truck Simulator again
it
because it
be
is in fact a rubbish truck.
Rubbish Truck Simulator.
But the fact of the matter is, we don't even have proper rubbish trucks anymore.
No.
We need a proper bin van lorry type thing. Bin lorry.
So it's set in Europe like most simulators, because of course it's created over there. And you
hey,
start
what do you mean
with,
over there? We're in Europe.
Well, overseas. They're created over the water.
I wouldn't even say overseas, because there's
over
a,
the
you
water.
Can walk there.
You can't walk over the water. You're yeah, not
you
a Jeebus.
You can walk under the water.
You could walk under the water if you want. You could try that.
Don't say overseas, man. It's
okay.
Europe.
Well, it's outside.
One union.
It's outside of the country. Because they generally develop them in Germany.
Deutschland is friendly. Next door to Hampshire.
Roomy.
Yeah, so anyway, if you want to play one of these goofy simulator games where you get to go around, pick up people's garbage,
well,
and then
dump
it somewhere.
You start with a smaller rubbish truck and grow your business and expand to bigger ones.
So yeah, one for the kids who want to be bin men, and also one for guys who don't have the opportunity of being bin men.
And would really like to be one.
Hey, I'd be a bin man.
Be a bit smelly though.
Yeah, but the thing
this
is...
This way you don't have to deal with smelliness.
The thing is, I can't smell anything anyway. My sense of smell was destroyed long ago.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Hmm. So that's pretty much it of this week's show.
We'll be back next week. Probably not on time if Catherine's going to be playing L.A. Noire all the time.
I'll be playing L.A. Noire, but I will be available to do GamerCast.
Oh, really? So you're not going to play L.A. Noire all the time?
I will play it over the weekend, but I can make time for GamerCast.
I can't, too bad. Aww. I have to play Thief Deadly Shadows.
Okay.
Some more.
So yeah, we will catch you for next week's episode. Don't forget to send in your letters, your guesses to name that game, whatever the hell it is, because it sounds really flipping familiar. I'm probably going to kick myself when I find out what it is. Yep, Paul's nodding away.
This is a game sat on the top of your desk right now.
Really?
No. You've got Fable 3 on your desk right now.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have, haven't I?
See, some people pay attention to what's going on around here.
Oh, I'm gonna kick
Okay, yeah, so we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, catch you then.